Hello and welcome to the Blessed by Angels podcast. In this episode, we are going to be discovering more about the waves of grief. So without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to the Blessed by Angels podcast. My name is Jen Gilbreth. Ever since I was a little girl, I have felt deeply connected to the angelic realm. Over the years, I have dedicated my time and energy towards delivering messages from beyond. Yes, that's right. I talk to dead people, although I don't necessarily consider them dead. In many ways, they are much more alive than us in this physical realm. On this podcast, I will be channeling messages from spirit. Whether you tune in each week for the new messages, or feel like picking a message at random, this podcast is designed for spirit to lead you to the messages for you here and now. These messages have changed the way I view and play in life. I hope that these messages can do the same for you.
So often, there is this misconception that there is a certain way to grieve, a certain length of grief, and also different phases of grief when losing a loved one. And really, this can be in life in general. It doesn't have to specifically be losing a loved one, but there are phases in life where we experience a loss of a human physically being around, whether that be to them crossing over or even a breakup, a divorce, a separation, a falling out of friendships. There's so many different ways that we experience a sense of lack in our regular life with relationships. And I have found that our loved ones on the other side want to offer us support in our phases of grief because we came into this world to experience specific lessons. In fact, we chose which lessons we wanted to learn before we came here. And that can be a really hard concept for people to grasp because, you know, we go through so much heaviness. We go through so much pain. And really, this is a part of our soul reclaiming who we are and also remembering that we came here to experience lessons and to experience soul transformation. Soul lessons is what I like to call them. So having that been said, navigating grief is definitely one of those soul lessons that can be very difficult to process or even difficult to feel as though we have a purpose or that there's hope at the end of the tunnel. And time again, our loved ones, when delivering messages, want to offer us support and strength. And not only that, they want to encourage us to continue to evolve and grow from our experiences. One of my dearest friends, her husband had passed very unexpectedly and leaving her and her two kiddos behind. That's how we met through a session. And from there, we really worked together. We helped hone in on her spiritual gifts and just really bridge in a lot of healing for the family with a lot of unknown, a lot of unexpected circumstances that arose in their space. You know, being a part of her journey and experiencing where she's at now and seeing how there are these waves of emotions that she experienced. And there are times when, you know, we feel really good. We might feel like everything, there's hope. We might start feeling better. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, I feel like I'm finally coming back from this numb state of being. And I'm finally starting to feel more alive and have something to look forward to, have more of a future upon the horizons. And when those days are there, it's amazing to have those days. And then the next day, it could be right back to square one, where it's hard to get out of bed or it's hard to even accept the circumstances. And that lack, that sense of loss really can take a toll or take hold of us and cause us to spiral back down. And I feel so strongly that our loved ones on the other side want to encourage us to keep going. And this also looks like, you know, there are times where maybe because we've been in such a numbness or because we've been in such a state of disappointment or heaviness, that when we do have a good day, where we start to laugh again, that we can almost start to feel guilty for having those positive human experiences. And from there, it's like, how can I find joy when this person is no longer in my life, no longer in my physical space? And that is one of the number one things I feel that holds people back from fully embracing the waves of grief, is not making anything bad or wrong. There will be amazing days, and then there will be days where it's almost like everything is fresh and new again. And it does not mean that you have lost your progression or your growth from your first really big devastating loss. It just means that you're human. And I really like to look at it as a spiral. So if you think about the center of the spiral, and as you work your way out, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So let's say when you have the spiral, let's talk about grief. And as it expands, there are different layers of grief. And maybe like if you go to a 90 degree angle, there's a knot there. And that's maybe the darkest part of the grief, the grieving process. So as you make your way out, you may experience this knot at the 90 degree angle more and more intense. But as you continue to experience and the spiral gets bigger, you will hit that 90 degree knot, but it might not be as often because your expansion or your soul is continuously growing. So there are times where you'll feel that and it's like, oh, I thought that I was over this, but it doesn't have to stay as long or feel as intense as maybe at the beginning phases of the spiral. And you would be surprised how many times through sessions our loved ones are encouraging them to find happiness and to find joy and to do those things that make them feel loved and supported. You know, it's like the best way that we can honor those who have gone before us is by living our life to the fullest, by finding joy, by doing the thing that makes us feel alive and lit up inside, and not feeling guilty that we are starting to find passion and purpose once again through the grieving process. In fact, they encourage us and they want us to be able to do that. There's nothing that gives them greater joy than being a part of this process of us evolving and us growing. And they will always be a part of our journey. They are always a part of this combination of the spiral. Who they are and their essence will always evolvingly be in our space.
Hey there, I wanted to take a brief moment to thank you so much for listening and being a part of Blessed by Angels podcast. I have found that our angelic team wants to help remind us who and why we are Earthside at this present moment. The more that we remember the angelic support that we are given, the easier it is for us to live life to the fullest. So if this message or any of the previous messages from the podcast have really stuck out to you, I would encourage you to send them to anyone who you feel could benefit from the messages. Or if you feel prompted, I would love for you to leave a review on any of the platforms that you are listening on. I would love to hear your feedback. Blessings.
Whether that be good or bad, we have circumstances. We have people that come in and out of our lives for a reason. And the big reason is for these soul lessons to be learned and to be experienced and to be transformed. So when we look at our life, when we look at the phases of grief, when we look at those hardships, there is nothing bad or wrong about experiencing it. We came here to be human. If we didn't have to feel the ups and the downs, we wouldn't even be around. We wouldn't be alive. Humanity is here to adapt. And that's the one thing that we got going for us. Humanity always can adapt. We are meant to adapt. And going through the grieving process, going through loss, going through heartbreak, is just a way that almost forces us to step into that soul's essence of adaption. Adaptation, I think that's the word. So having that been said, your loved ones want you to know that they want you to experience freedom. They want you to have joy and to find passion and to find comfort in every phase of life. They are here to support you and to love you and to honor you. They are not here to hold you back or to make you wrong or to wish that you could still be in this heavy state. And the only way to be able to connect with them is in this denseness, because that is so far from true. They are here to support you through the rain and the shine. But they also want you to know that it's okay to find peace. It's okay to laugh during hardships. In fact, laughing is one of the best medicines that our soul can experience. When we feel a lack of connection, how can we invite laughter back into our life? When we feel disconnected from ourselves, we take this life so seriously. And the joke's on us, really, in the long run, because the only way out of this human journey is through death. And that's it. None of us will go unscathed in this human life. We will all experience hardships, and we will all experience loss and grief and death. It's just part of life. And even the summer, you know, right now we're transitioning into springtime. And that's very similar to rebirth. It's very, very, very similar to this aspect of who we are. And we go through this death, and Mother Earth goes through this death, through the winter cycle, to then bring us back into rebirth, to bring us back into this fullness of living. So our loved ones are beckoning and encouraging us to follow our heart, to follow the things that make us feel so alive inside, to take back our power so that we can truly make the most of this life. And dare I say it, as we laugh and dance throughout life, they will be laughing and dancing with us. They want us to experience joy. They want us to be cherished and loved and heard and valued because they see us in that way. Riding the waves of grief is such a roller coaster. There's ups and downs, there's spirals, there's swirls, there's everything in between. But our souls came here to experience this. And we are strong enough to continue to move forward and to be encouraged in the process. There is nothing that we cannot handle as humans. We are here to adapt. We are here to grow, and we are here to flourish. And when we experience grief for that brief moment or however long it's showing up, we are invited for us once again to feel those emotions, to settle into that wave, and to not make it wrong if you have a good day or a bad day, or just a day in between. There is nothing wrong with that. In fact, we came here to experience it. Our loved ones hold such sacred space for us. As we heal, they heal. As we experience joy, they experience joy. Their joy is our joy. And when we realize that, their joy can also be our joy. When we live more of a life of adaptation, of connection, of not being so freaking hard on ourselves, making everything bad and wrong, our connection to the other side becomes so much stronger. It can flourish in such a different capacity because we are giving ourselves full permission to be human and to not make it a bad and a wrong experience, because there is nothing unholy about being here. There is nothing unholy about experiencing grief. There's nothing unholy about being angry at God for losing a loved one. There is nothing unholy about our emotions that we experience in grief. We came here to learn. Our soul is craving these lessons. And the more that we embrace the lessons in this lifetime, the new lessons we can experience in the next. Or maybe we can deepen those experiences in the next time. In the next time that we decide to come to Earth and decide to learn and to evolve and to grow. I'm just checking in to see if there's anything else. Feels pretty good there. Yeah. So if you clicked on this message, this is just a reminder that your emotions are valid. They are here, and they are a part of who you are, and there is no need to shut them down or to make them bad or wrong. It's an invitation just to ride the wave of grief.
Thank you for tuning in to the Blessed by Angels podcast. It is such an honor to deliver these messages from beyond. If you want to connect deeper to your angelic realm and the support team that you have, I have a plethora of resources on my website at blessedbyangels.org. And of course, I'll leave the link in the show notes. You are connected to the divine. Having divine connection is an innate ability that each and every one of us have. Before we came here, we were spirit. And after we leave this realm, we are introduced back into the spirit world. So having spirit-to-spirit conversations and knowings and understandings are innately and infinitely who you truly are. When we step into this body, we tend to forget. We are not separated from the divine. There is just a lack of remembrance. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, and I look forward to delivering more messages from beyond.